This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Bivens decision for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to the Bivens decisions for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness. Misrepresentation and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in the appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to the businesses for the third time? Hearing none, anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. This is the January 11th, 2026 Union State meeting, and I'm going to start it. What we're going to start off as, I don't know if anybody has actually realized what's going on, but there's been, again, a bunch of emails going back and forth from Sue to Anna. I started to, what happened was, is, I don't know if you guys seen it, is Michael Wilson is now trying to start the Union State on his own and saying only the facilitators, which there's no such thing as a facilitator, is the ones that are in the Union State and the ones that control all the counties. That is false too. Coordinators don't control nothing. It is the people that control everything. So as I tell you guys, don't ever give up your sovereignty or your vote to anybody or any one person. That isn't what we do here. So what I'm doing right now is I'm looking for the email here. Hang on here. I thought I put it. Oh, I'm looking in the wrong spot. Okay, I'm going to share my screen here so you can see, so everybody can see what happened or what's going on. This is just a PDF of the email chain. I started this email chain right here with Anna in the scopes of what's going on here with the Union State. It says, I said this to Anna, it never stops. Sue and Michael are trying to remove me. Here is Sue's agenda and attachment to the Union State document that created and confused is never going to stop. Okay? Anna responded to this email here. This is Anna's response, and then she tags Sue onto it. Okay? In this last part of it right here, I'm going to read this last part here, okay? It says, please take 5 minutes out of your busy day and comprehend the two-layer cape. Think about it. I believe that the truth will come self-evident, and you can all go about your respective work in peace. If not, call me, and I will try to my best to explain it to you. She's talking to Sue. But in all events, make every effort to build peace, unity, and respect. Every minute you spend tearing each other down is a minute that the real enemies of peace and health and abundance and everything other good are winning. Is that what you want? Basically, wants to know if we want the other people to win. Now I'm going to scroll up to this part of it is what Sue then sent to her about this whole thing. Okay? And then Anna here, you can see all the blue is what Anna wrote. And all of this is on the file server, so you guys can read it yourself. I'm not going to go through this and read it. But again, I'm going to go to the last paragraph here, okay? And I'm going to read this. And this is an important part of it. And here it says, there is one other thing about this that bothers me. We hear all about the accusations against people in the Nevada Assembly and nothing about what the Nevada Assembly has done in response. In my experience, it takes two to tangle and two sides to a mudslinging campaign. So I would like to hear what the members of the Nevada Assembly have been saying and doing in response to all of these insults, accusations, and dishonest fraud. So what she's asking here, she wants all you guys to respond to her on what you think about what's going on with all the stuff between, like Sue and me or the State of the Union, the Union State. And does anybody want to say anything about what this is?
Hi, this is Carlos. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead, Carlos.
And I, as lead in the oversight committee, I would like to volunteer on this thing to kind of gather everybody's opinion on this, because I'm really with Anna's view on this. This is wasting our time and resources in a way that's very severe. We have many other things and objects and projects we want to get done that actually help the Federation be formed and established in all the 50 states. And this here is just going off the rails in terms of the level of detail and effort it takes to even just read the documents. I've read the entire document top to bottom, and the other corresponding emails that I've seen out there, and I'm sure most people out there look at this and want to scratch their head or take a Excedrin just to go through it all. And if people would like to send to me their opinions, I'll collate a package so that we can send that to Anna, and the impact it has on our assembly and from the perspective of inefficiency and shutting down our ability to work and all that type of thing. I just don't know why there's so much confusion here. Coordinators are volunteers, number one. They're not management. They're not leadership. They're counselors. They're guiders. They're trainers. They're people that help us build what we need to build as an assembly, as a people. And based on that foundation, this kind of rhetoric, discussion, is they really bleeds too much as that of empire building, hierarchical thinking. It's divisive. I find it wrong. We need to put this behind us as soon as we possibly can. So I'm willing to collate everybody's opinions if they'd like to, even discuss with them whatever they need to discuss to get perspective, perception, or detail, and put together a collective opinion if necessary, or all individualized opinions, whatever the assembly wants to do, and create whatever kind of recommendations for path forward, even if that means that somebody needs to be removed from their place. And so I'd like to just offer that up, and if you wish to follow through on that, let me know. Rocky has my assembly email that you can give everybody if you don't already have it, and communicate with me that way and send me your thoughts.
Do you have access to the chat right now?
I do.
Okay, are you able to type in your email address?
I can. Let's see if I can. If I memorize it right, I'll do that. Hold on here. Let me go to the chat and send to everyone. Here we go. And it's real simple. It's Carlos dot Guzman, like El Chapo, right? And those of you who get confused, you know he's not a relation, unfortunately. I can't inherit his billions. And it's the Nevada Assembly gov.land. Okay? I'm putting it in there as well right now.
Okay, I think it's a great idea. I think we should have only one person that can collect all the emails. I do want to say that I know some people might feel a little bit uncomfortable. So I think if people want to send an email but not attach their name on the bottom, because it's... So what I think we should... You know what I mean?
I do. I think that if we're going to speak out, we should speak out identified. The anonymous thing doesn't play because then it allows anybody to get in there. And we should identify ourselves. This is our government. This is our country we're talking about. And we need to stand up. That's the whole point of this exercise, right?
Okay.
And so I would suggest you do that as opposed to do it anonymous. It's better that way because Anna wants to see, she wants to relate it to people. That's how I see Anna works. And I think that's an appropriate way to address this as well.
Okay, so when people send an email to you, maybe you can just put it all in one email and send to Anna instead of, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I won't send it piecemeal. I'll collate it all. It can be individual emails. If you want the individual email to be your voice to Anna, then that's the way it'll go. And I could do a summarization or I could do a collective one with all the individual emails as the attachments to that collective thought, if we can come to a collective thought, that is. Just to make sure I got it right, because I'm not referring to it when I emailed directly. Rocky, it's the Nevada Assembly gov.land, right?
The Nevada Assembly gov.land.
There it is. Okay, good. So I'm done on that. I just sent it out. That's my email. Send me your information there, and it will be treated with utmost respect. I'm not going to share it with anybody outside of the committee. There's just only a few of us, Jennifer Ross, Fitu, and myself. And that's because I'm sure they want to lend a hand and help me put it all together. It'll be a little bit of work, but I want to make it in such a way that Anna can get the gist of it powerfully, with lots of clarity, and if she wants detail, wants to dig in, it'll all be there as well. I yield.
Thank you, Carlos. Is everybody okay with Carlos taking the lead on that?
Can you guys hear me, Rocky? I'm on the phone.
I hear you, Pete.
Yes, I concur with what Carlos is saying. However, I just wanted to share this thought. This is another strategy of them hindering us from accomplishing our mission. So therefore, they're trying to deter us in order to focus on other things other than the most important thing that we're supposed to be focusing on. So with Carlos spearheading that maneuver, in collecting all the emails and the opinion, we're still moving forward. What I don't want to to hold back anymore, we're pursuing other avenues in order for us to grow. What these people are doing, I am so sick. You know, there's a word that Rose Parks actually wrote. I am tired of being tired, but not tired of giving up. So therefore, I will not, but I will communicate with Carlos of what my opinion is in regards to Sue and them are coming against us. We shouldn't pay attention. We're giving too much power to them and hindering us from moving forward. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to participate in that arena anymore. We're done with. what we need to do, this is my personal opinion, is moving forward. We have a lot of important things that we're actually doing at behind the scene right now in order to submit our submission to Anna of the stuff that we needed to do. I just don't want to spread it out in the Facebook on the meeting right now because I don't know who's listening. And I could care less. I mean, excuse my, my manners at this point, but I am sick of them. I'm just saying this outright. And I can actually put this in front of their face. No, it's time for us to move forward and ignore their, because this is a strategy. It's just like how the de facto works. Enough is enough. That's my opinion.
I agree with you. I think just, because Anna did request what our opinions are as the people, of Nevada, I think we should answer. And then, like you said, after that, just move forward and just concentrate on everything that we've been doing because we're doing great together.
Yes, I agree. That's why I am going to communicate with Carlos. I'll send him my opinion because it needs to come from the people, like Carlos said, we need to stand up together and be recognized. And this is the moment. We're not going to hold back anymore. We need to destroy that wall that is actually blocking us. And
I think I totally agree with you because at this point, Anna now is requesting and getting involved in listening to us on this whole matter and going step by step to the accusations of Sue and the Northern Group. That right now I think we still have to battle them in this tit for tat and give them the blast of the proper information and then just settle back and see what happens. But I agree with you guys 100%. Love you.
I agree with you. I mean, all that we're doing right now is moving forward, but yet they're still coming forward to us and actually hindering us from moving forward in order to accomplish what we have to do. So I agree with everyone. I'm going to submit my opinion as well to Carlos as he is our chairman of our committee and collecting all of our opinions and submit it in one email to Anna. So she knows that we're transparent and she knows who is responding. I agree. I yield. My prayers to everyone. My prayers to everyone.
This is Carolyn. Can I just ask a quick question?
Go ahead, Caroline.
I want to know what. Okay, that guy. What was his name? That was doing this. That started this again. The guy that wants to.
Wilson.
You mean Michael Wilson?
Yeah.
Michael.
What he's doing, does that affect the work that you guys are all doing?
Okay. I've been asked by Anna to do the union state and the counties. I will actually play a little video for you. Hang on here. This one, let me make sure I get the right one here. Let's see what this one here. This one here is I'm thinking, let's play it. You guys listen.
And basically, I've been told that I am not a state coordinator and I can't organize anything and I need to step away. And Anna doesn't have the right to make me a coordinator or Ben.
I have every right to make you a coordinator and to vet you and to fire you as a coordinator also.
Sure.
Okay, so let's get that out there in the open. And that applies to everybody, every coordinator everywhere, okay? And we do that based on whether or not they're doing the job, whether they're doing the job correctly. And we make every effort to answer questions and help and be present and do what we can. But coordinators are not elected by the state assemblies. They're not positions of the state assemblies. They're positions that work for the some of the authority. Okay, so all coordinators of the organizing a county and participating in the union state process, or you are a coordinator at the state level and you are organizing the state of the union, you also are working on the basis of working on some of the authority. Okay? Now, if you're organizing a county assembly and you're calling yourself a coordinator, you are organizing the union state. You're organizing the national level of state.
Mm-hmm.
If you are operating as a coordinator for the state en masse, the state of the union, then you are operating as a state coordinator for the state of the union. So you've got two different kinds of coordinators, and you have two different states.
Right.
Okay? So my understanding is that you, Rocky, are organizing a county assembly, so you're organizing the union state. You're not competing with anybody who's a coordinator for the state of the union, Nevada, which is international, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to compete with them.
And they just need to leave you alone and let you do your work.
Yeah, what I've been organizing is the union state. I'm trying to get all the counties together.
Right.
I'm trying to get all the counties organized and up and running, okay?
Right.
That's my focus.
It's the union state. You're
right.
Acting as a coordinator for the union state. And if those knockheads can't understand that, then I guess I'll just have to take out my yardstick and go down to Nevada and start laying about, you know. they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be bothering you or being concerned about you in the least. It's outside their jurisdiction. It's not their bailiwick, and they need to just step down and shut up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. There's more that she talks about, whatever. But as she's saying there, that to even be a coordinator for whatever, you have to go through Anna, and you have to be vetted through Anna, right? Basically, there's another video I'm going to play you that basically just it tells you that the state cannot bet.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
If I may, Rocky, so what this actually cut to the chase, fast forward, what this is doing is it's training us to deal with them up north continuing to say wild things, and it's up to Anna, actually, in this case, to do what she was saying and telling them, hey, they need to back off. If they don't listen, which they're not going to, let's just cut to the assumption they're not going to stop. So we have to learn how to continue forward, like my precious sister just said, and understand that we have that force field and that mind of mentality, that mentality to continue forward, even though we're being blasted with this crazy crap. Oh, we have another county recorder. I mean, these just madness from them up north. Continuing to fight on the side, but continuing forward. I think we're having to wait for Anna now to continue, like she's going to bring a stick and beat on them. And she just said it again on that email. So we have to get this mindset and our compass true to continue forward with the true north, even though we're being attacked from the side. And forward and go forward through with what our directive is and continuing to establish our own form of government. That's I yield.
Thank you, Keith. Anyway, there's another document. Let me see if I can find it here. This is the document that Michael put out about the union state now they're doing up there, okay? And you'll see a list of here, which he's calling county coordinators, okay? These county coordinators, some of them are true, some of them are not. And where I'm saying that is I'm going to play this video for you guys.
Trader on their account. Right. So Is it been solved on the Federation side for us to get vetting for people and coordinators anytime?
To tell you the truth, Rocky, we have been so busy. We've had so many things coming at us. We are aware that it's kind of a bottleneck problem. We have had the states have been pretty much educated on the process of vetting, although there are some ongoing discussions that need assistance and help. Our continental marshals are all trained in vetting. We have a couple of marshals that have made it into kind of an expertise, and they can lead you through the steps. The idea here is to multiply that expertise as much as we can, because, as you can appreciate, we've got over 3,000 counties. And yeah, doing all that vetting at the Federation level on top of our workload just, you know, wouldn't work. We have to teach more people how to do it so that then it can be done.
Can our states go ahead and start vetting people and
our states,
counties for the counties and stuff like that?
Well, or even better, what we did. We taught the states how to do vetting, and the states can teach you how to do vetting, and then you can vet your own physicians. How's that?
Yeah, that would be good too. Yeah. You know, the deal is we got to get all of our counties up and running, so we need to get vetting and get people in those positions. So right, if the state can do it, then we'll do it through state.
Yeah, well, the state can, they can't do it.
Okay.
They can teach you how to do it.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, and so I was just, today I was...
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. So basically the last part there, that what you heard, is the state cannot vet county coordinators, okay? The coordinators for the counties, whatever. And she's also stating there she wants me to actually do those vetting for our county coordinators, okay? Because I am the coordinator for the Union State, and because I am soil jurisdiction, I am only the only person, or we are, the Union State is the only place that the county coordinators can get vetted, other than going through Anna, okay? As she told you, they're too busy, they can't do it. And so this list of people here cannot, most of them cannot be county coordinators because they haven't been vetted through Anna or through me, okay? So this Michael Wilson, no. Michelle is a county coordinator, you know, and though she steps down, she's still a county coordinator for Clark County. So am I, because I'm vetted and okay through Anna. This Keith Hall in Lyon County is not one, never been vetted or whatever. Nye County, we have Eric. I haven't heard from him in a while. He is a coordinator. We can't say that he's not until he steps up and says he's not. But then we also have Tamara in Nye County as a coordinator. Washoe County, Jill has never been vetted through Anna, through the Federation, or through me, not a county coordinator. And this Luis Magoli, whatever, is not, never been. He was vetted probably 4 months ago through Sue as being a county coordinator. As Anna stated in this video, that cannot happen. State cannot do it. So does anybody have any questions about who is what as far as coordinators or whatever?
Rocky,
okay, go ahead.
Can you have Anna issue you a email, or even if necessary, a formal letter explaining that about you, and that'll just be your little credential paper that puts all naysayers and interpreters to bed, yeah, because a lot of people try to interpret things, even what you just said. And it's better if Anna just puts it to bed. I'm sure I know what she said, but it would be nice if that was a letter to you saying, yes, you're the Union State coordinator. You vet the county coordinators and all that. And so that way you can just have that exact. It would be very simple paragraph with a couple of points. I yield.
And with a federation stamp from Anna, that would be awesome.
But of course.
But when you guys do your letter to them, whatever you guys are going to do, ask her that question.
I agree.
I mean, you guys are the ones that she wants to know what you think of what's going on. These are the questions that you're asking me. I've asked her these questions. She is so busy, you know, doing these kind of things. She just doesn't have the time to, you know, do all these other letters and stuff, you know, when she's dealing with courts and all that. But she's asking, you know, at this point, basically, for you guys to do something, say something or not. It's up to you guys. I have no skin in it either way. This is your assembly. This is what you feel is going on in your assembly. She's asking the questions about these issues that came up. What do you guys think about them? You know, what do you want to do? You know, Carlos, you guys can email Carlos back and forth and discuss what's going on there. What, you know, read that email from Anna. You know, she answered a lot of those questions from Sue. I answered a lot of those questions, you know, from Anna to us. You know, I put my answers to those and I sent them off to Anna yesterday. So, you know, I'm kind of at a loss right now on why people are not believing Anna or believing who is who, you know what I'm saying? You know, like she's saying, we need to stay in our lanes. You know, we're staying in the national soil jurisdiction, and they need to stay in the international jurisdiction and work on that. Now,
Rocky,
go ahead.
Yeah, her two-layer cake metaphor mm-hmm. basically explains it. And she said it in such a way as it'd be intuitively obvious. And so they have their layer to work with, and you have your layer to work with. Neither the twain should meet, and that should be the end of it. And and she basically stated that in the email exchange which we've all been sent. And so I suggest that you operate in that way. And going forward, I would suggest, you know, for you to consider, and everybody else, whatever they can opinion on this as well, that that you start to absolutely pay no more mind to iterations from Sue.
Oh.
If you need to just notify her that she's not going to be outside of actual business that is going path forward, there is nothing to talk about with regards to the personal interactions and accusations and all that type of thing. That stuff is off the table. Just and you can notify her that if you wish.
Right.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay. We do have a comment in the chat, and which was also my question. Rocky, the email that you received from Sue and Anna answering and you answering, will you be sending that email to all of us so we can also respond and, we don't have to attach it, but make up our own email from everything that we've read and send it to Carlos? Can we see that email?
It is currently in the files server for today.
Okay.
So everybody, if you know, I'll... here, let me do a little quick thing here. We'll do a little training again.
Okay.
Type in US download dot the Nevada Assembly gov.land. That takes you to the file server. You click on Union State Meetings. Click on that. Scroll down to today, which is 2026-01-11. Click on there, okay, that email is in here, hang on, I don't see it right now, but I'll make sure it's in here. So basically that whole deal that I showed you guys, hang on here, this is what I'm showing you right now. Which is, it starts at the bottom here, right? I'm the one that started this response or this email to Anna because of them trying to start a union state, right? Then you go to Anna's answer onto that, And then so then Sue jumped in and she gave Anna this big old list of things, right, about me and why I shouldn't be doing this and all this stuff. If you scroll up from that, this is Anna's response to Sue, okay? And you'll see that she did it by the numbers that she, Anna, so everything in blue is Anna's response, okay? And then you go up past that, then Sue responded again here to Anna. You guys can read what she did. And in this part, all the stuff in orange is me answering Anna with whatever Anna asked and whatever she said about each one of these. Okay? So you'll be able to, you know, like, get this document here. You can read through it. And because this is what she's asking you about is what's said in here, right? So read it over and tell Anna what you think about it. You know, about what Sue said about each one of these deals. Was there any investigations? Was there any resolve from the members, you know, here to any of those questions or whatever? Now, I can tell you from reading all of this stuff that I read, Sue's mostly talking about the emails that Denise sent out, you know, attacking everybody and all that. And she's basically using that, saying that I said that instead of Denise saying it, right? So, like I said, it'll be out in the file server. I just showed you how to get to it. You know, it's in here. You know, this file server is really easy. If you, you know, if you go to the wrong directory, just go parent directory, it takes you back. These are every week that we do. They're all in here. You just got to pick the day that we're doing it, and then I make sure I put everything in there. It's just like, after this meeting, this recording right here, probably within an hour, no more than 2 hours, will be in that file server. So if you want the recording, if you go and look in there, it'll be in there. Okay? So I'll make sure everything you guys want is in that file server. Is that good tomorrow?
Yes. I also put in the chat.
Okay. So it's, like I said, it's very easy to walk through and do. You just got to remember doing it, right?
Yeah. One more question.
Go ahead.
The email that Mike has sent out, Mike Wilson, can we go over that, or do you want to share anything else and then let me know when we can go over that?
No, if you want to go over it, let's go. I mean, it's okay. This meeting is all about you guys.
Can everyone hear me correctly, though?
I can hear you.
Okay. So I would like to go over this email because I know there's a lot of confusion, and we always talk about the union state and the counties. And I want us to know to keep understanding and keep learning and truly understand the differences between the state of the union state, and our counties. Because remember, there's three levels. Where he started, in Mike Wilson, as you can you make that, can everybody see the letter from Mike Wilson? Is there, can we read that? Okay, make it a little bit bigger for them. Yeah. Perfect. So I want to read it with you guys. It says, we, the American state nationals, domiciled on the sole jurisdictions of the counties within the state of the Union, Nevada, hereby establish the Nevada Union States Assembly as a voluntary government assembly dedicated to the principles of self-governance under common law and natural law. This assembly represents the organized soil jurisdictions of the counties, union states on Nevada, exercising authority until such time as each county fully organizes to administer its own soil jurisdictions. We commit to educating our members on self-governance, fostering cooperation among counties, and upholding the rights and responsibilities inherent to our status as American state nationals. I want people to read this and understand that this is incorrect. As Rocky has been trying to educate us, and as we've been, you know, we need to watch those videos of the juror assemblies and everything, this is also explained. It is not within the state of the Union, Nevada, and they do not establish the Nevada Union States. I need everybody to understand that it's us, the people, right, from all the counties that come together, and we are the ones that organize everything together. So it's not the state of the union, it's all of us that create the union state. And we do self-governance under the American common law, not common law. So we have to make sure that we understand the difference, that we are using the American common law. As the United, the Union States of Nevada, we do not exercise authority. There is no authority. We are here, and especially like our coordinators are here, to help the counties, to help the people. We do not do any authority, because that is de facto. That is not what we do. When we scroll a little bit down, he says that there are presently 17 county equivalent jurisdictions on Nevada and one independent city, Carson City. It is not independent. We're the 17 counties in Nevada state. Now, when you go through the numbers and you see the counties, I'm going to let you know as of today what I have as the most recent. Esmeralda County, we have zero ASN. Eureka County, zero. Mineral, zero. Story County, zero. Lincoln, zero. Lander, zero. I think you pronounce it Pershing, zero. White Pine County, one. Humboldt, one. Churchill, one. Elko, zero. Nye County, 12. Carson City, 9. Lyon, 10. Washoe County, 35. Clark County, 172. When we go a little bit further, where he starts reading again, it says, of these, all those counties, 6 presently have popularly elected and vetted county facilitators who shall serve as the founding members and original signatories of this assembly. If you understand this sentence, everything is incorrect. First of all, we do not popularly elect. We do not do that. That does not exist. Second, facilitators, that word we also do not use. And Anna has said also previous that you can call it facilitator, you can call it organizers. All that doesn't exist. We do have coordinators.
Tamara, let me play this video.
Yes. Go ahead.
Annette on Marion. Thank you for taking some time to speak with me. You do look extraordinarily lovely tonight, Anna. This is a question that has been put to me. As you know, we're on Florida. We have a bunch of, well, we thought a year ago that our state was standing. Not really actually sure where it stands for that. We haven't started court cases that I know of. Anyways, so some of the counties have asked me to read this. If a state converts their county coordinators to organizers, allowing them to vote while subjugating them to the state coordinate general assembly, are organizers under the authority of the federation?
Yes. You can play name games all you want. But the people that are organizing these counties and states are coordinators, and they do have to play by the rule book. They can't go rogue. If they do, they'll get kicked out, and the whole thing will get dissolved. So, you know, just play by the books, you know, do the right thing, and you don't have to worry about it. Now, there may be some confusion that results from having a union state coordinator and having a state of the union coordinator, but that's a confusion you're going to have to be able to explain to yourself and to everybody else. So we might as well make a big bite and confront it and go, okay, well, there's a union state, and there's a state of the union. And we have coordinators that are working to organize both of these jurisdictions.
Perfect. Okay. That helps a lot. We just are confused whether our state is standing or not standing.
Okay. I'm going to stop it there. Go ahead, Tamara.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Also, the sentence says, you know, there's founding members. We're all founding members, all ASNs. And it also says original signatories. We don't do that. That's de facto. We're not going to have 6 people that are properly elected, they are the only founding members and original signatories. That whole sentence does not exist. That's not what we do, and I hope everyone understands that. When we go below, Rocky already has explained a little bit about the coordinators. Right now, there's 5 coordinators in Nevada. Michelle, Rocky, Eric, myself, Sue, we are the coordinators. And Sue does the State of the Union. Rocky and I do the Union State or our own county. And then he also goes a little bit further into name and purpose of the Union State. Again, it says the name of this organization. We're not an organization. We're just not. So I just want to make sure that everybody understands. Remember when we always talk how important it is to understand the wording and what it means, what the purpose is, and what we can, cannot do, what we should not do. So this is why I want to bring this up, so we can understand that wording is so important for us to understand. If you don't understand or you want to have some explanation, please get a hold of us, and then we go through together, we learn together. But this is why I brought it up. Then it says, the purpose, represent the sole jurisdictions of the counties, Union States, on the State of the Union Nevada. It's not the State of the Union Nevada, it's State of Nevada. It does not go through the State of the Union Nevada. Next one is, facilitate coordination on inter and intra-county issues affecting member counties. We do not facilitate, we coordinate on counties' issues affecting the people in the counties. So there are no members. We are the people. Then we go lower, and again, just make sure it's American common law that we are using. Then it goes to the support organization administration of sole jurisdictions by the counties until they are fully self-administered. Again, we're not an organization. Let's see. And we are here to support the counties to help them stand up. That's what the Union State does. When we go to the second article, again, it says membership. There is no membership. It is the people. So as you can see with the other one, he starts again with the membership in the Nevada Union States Assembly is open to American state nationals who have completed their status change declaration paperwork, joined the Nevada Assembly, and are domiciled on their respective counties on Nevada. Such individuals are voting members of both the Nevada Assembly, State of the Union, and their local county assembly, Union State. We always have voting rights, all of us, every ASN. Just remember, there's 3 layers again. The counties, Union State, which are all the counties, and the State of the Union. When we go to Section 2, representation, and he goes again with the Nevada Union States Assembly shall be represented by county facilitators. Again, it's represented by the people in every county, not facilitators. And then it says, you know, they're also elected by the members of the county assembly to serve as representatives. Again, we do not do that. Section 3, voting members. That whole paragraph is incorrect. Only county facilitators who have been duly elected by the county assembly and passed vetting by the Nevada State by the Nevada Assembly Vetting Committee shall be seated as voting members of the Nevada Union States Assembly. Each seated county shall have 1 vote. The chair shall only cast a vote to break a tie. All of that is incorrect. Absolutely not. We are the voting. The people vote. Number 4, non-voting participants. And I hate to read these because I don't want you to think that these are correct. But even with the non-voting participants, again, it doesn't exist. We all vote. There are no non-voting participants. We all participate.
You need to continue repeating, sweetheart, because you're freaking nailing it right on the head. I yield.
Thank you. So, and for example, the non-voting participant, it says other American state nationals who are members of the Nevada Assembly may attend meetings of the Nevada Union States Assembly and may participate in discussions once recognized by the chair, but they shall not cast votes. Now, just reading that and hearing me speak about that, I hope you'll know, again, this is incorrect. We all have a vote. We all have a voice. This is also why we're doing the emails that Anna has requested for us to do. Like Carlos said, he is, you know, I understand. We all should speak up and answer because, again, we do have a voice and we do have a vote. Next article, volunteers and elections. The chair. Once we stand, there is a chair. Right now, we do not. It's also elected by the public election. It is not by elected by majority vote of the seated voting members. County facilitators, one per county. The chair shall serve a term of 2 years. Again, it is not voted by them. We're the ones that vote. The duties of the chair. Right now, I don't think we should go over the duties of the chair because it's not in effect right now at all, and it's something altogether we are going to create and talk about and have meetings about. Same with the meetings. As of now, I believe almost every week we do have union state assembly meeting. So that's great. If something ever happens, you know, Rocky is really good at sending us an email with all the updates, just like today, for example, for the Global Family Bank. So I think that's awesome. So I think we should leave at that. Then at the end, it says voting and decision making. Voting rights. Voting shall be limited to seated county facilitators, which each holding one vote. Decisions shall be made by majority vote unless otherwise specified in this charter. Again, incorrect. We all vote. All people in every county can vote, and they do have a vote. And again, we have a voice. So I just wanted to bring this up because we've been working so hard, especially Rocky. Thank you so much for always, you know, trying to get answers for us and everything about the union state. And if you're new and you're not aware that, you know, Rocky started the meetings for the union state assembly May 17th, 2025. So, and in Mike's email, they want to start, you know, I believe it says as of January 2026, which there's no reason to restart everything that we have worked so hard for, and especially with rules and voting, that is all incorrect. So I wanted to go over this because Rocky and I and other people who always help us and do all the education, you know, this is why it's so important for you to understand what ASN means, ASC means, what the assembly means, what the wording means. It is so important to understand and read, please. When we send out emails, and mostly it's Rocky because it's easier for him to do for us, send out emails, please at least read. I know you can't always come to the meetings, but if you can read the emails and understand these documents, it would help all of us and yourself a lot. But, you know, signing the papers, like I've said a long time ago, is easy. Everybody can do the, you know, 928 and everything. That's great. But then you have to understand what it means, what it represents, and what voice we have and what we all have to learn and know. So thank you so much for going with me over this document.
Does anybody want to say anything about this, about what Tamara brought up?
Here.
I'd like to say that she did an excellent job. I learned a lot, and it doesn't sound like that Wilson dude knows anything. And he, to me, looks like he's trying to take over, and that's probably instigated by Sue, who can't let the past go. And I yield.
May I, Rocky?
Go ahead.
Amen.
My view of this thing, since I was new to this, all of this, I take my lead from Anna and the Federation, and there's a kind of a litmus test or filter, if you will, that Anna put out a while back, on, and it's in a number of, I think, of her articles. You can look them up, with regards to measuring people as to what they do by their actions, what they're revealing or who they are, and in my opinion and in my observations, This resonates and has the fingerprint of infiltration. It's divisive. It's destructive. It's going off in a half-cocked in a totally wrong direction. It's utilizing principles and precepts that are not taught. They're not part of our learnings or trainings or information about how to set up the four pillars. And when you put it like that, in that context, then you have a filter to gauge what's going on here. And it looks like we've been infiltrated. I don't have 100% solid proof in terms of the smoking gun at them, other than their actions, and their actions speak to it. Why they would take those kinds of actions, they themselves knowing that speaks to infiltration, division, and dissolution of what we're trying to build, I don't know. That's an interesting question. They are very adept. They're very verbose. They write a lot, volumes of stuff without substantiation. Even Anna asked the questions and received no answers. So there's accusations in there. Even my name came up, and I can't believe it ever did, because I don't have a complaint of any kind. And it came up nonetheless in her letter. She was literally grasping at straws, every straw she can get, to try to establish a foundation of burying us with information to substantiate her goal or aim, which, from my observation, is division and preventing any progress in this process that we're in. I yield.
Man, if I may, that's a perfect call, my brother. You can just see, and I hate to use the old term, but they're throwing as much bullshit through the fan, hoping something sticks. And for me, it just proves the value. We think sometimes that we're just a little state, you know, we're a big state, but we're not that valuable. But evidently, we have a lot of value for them to put so much time in their infiltration efforts. And it just shows you that we were chosen for such a time as this to stand up and fight, because evidently Nevada is a pretty important place. And we all know that. We just got to keep the fight going. Thank you, Tamara, as well, for just breaking that down like that. That's a word for word, sentence for sentence, calling it out. And God bless you for your efforts, and Rocky. And I just love you guys, man. Let's keep the fight going. If there's any way you can have some kind of effort, I'm just thinking, Rocky, or Tamara, in wording these things out enough to where some of the folks can sign it, this is how we feel, you're going to probably get a much better response from the group as a whole, as opposed to having people, which I know is much better to do, individually write out stuff that they feel. But if you have something spelled out per point, that they can either sign and then maybe or put a paragraph in after that, I'm just saying that'd be, I think, a much more effective way of getting a bigger response. Again, I just love you guys, man. Great job, and I'm grateful for you. I yield.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. That was good. And thank you, Carlos. This, on the screen right now, you'll see I have in that letter that Sue sent out that Anna answered it with Carlos's name on it. And basically it says, was publicly accused of writing an offer to create a new assembly with a de facto, which he really didn't do that. He just asked me in an email if we could work with the de facto and actually help the de facto in building our government. And I told him, basically we discussed it. We don't do that, that we don't work with the de facto. You know, this is our government. We don't share our government with them. And she said in here, you know, was there any bias for this? Was the question resolved so everyone had closure? And Carlos, I mean, you're the only one who can answer. Did you get any closure with this, what we discussed?
Well, first of all, I was a greeny newbie to the whole thing. This is back, February, just after I signed on. And I really didn't know what I was talking about at that time. But, yeah, there was no issue at all. The only problem that I had was one that I'm sure a lot of people in common here already know about, and that was that Denise's emails were rather acerbic and aggressive, and that was the only thing that put me off. Heck, I never even raised the issue again since then.
So,
There was no problems. None.
Right. So as far as Anna's concerned, we have closure. It was taken care of, and we solved it in a fashion that we should be by talking to each other, right? And, you know, me and Carlos discussed it. What is that, Carlos?
I'm just concurring with you. That is correct.
Right. So is there any more?
Can I just say something as well? Carlos, if you could somehow summarize what you just said, was flipping brilliant, that the amount of what you just mentioned in the fact that they're flinging so much information that none of it's substantiated. If you could put something together like that, man, I'm here to tell you that would lead a nation, because it was perfectly said. I yield.
Yeah, I definitely, and thank you for that observation. I will do that. That's the reason why I volunteered. Fitu and I kind of discussed about this as well, and we want to articulate this very, very well and very nicely to just put it to bed. Clarification: always put light in the dark room, and the shadows flee. And it's that simple. I yield.
Thank you, Carlos.
Praise God. Praise God, right. Carlos.
Somebody wanted to talk?
Well, I was just going to say, this is Carolyn, that I'm going to respond in saying that I listened to Tamara, who is well-versed in how things should be, pick apart what Wilson said line by line, and what he's saying is incorrect. So when Rocky was trying to correct this person, that's when this all blew up, it looks like to me, because they don't like correction, and they're trying to, you know, I believe, cause problems. That, to me, that whole long list that this person wrote is like, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to do it, boom, 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 and you guys are going to, you know, behave and do what we say. It just, to me, sounded like someone that was in that type of a position that would be a person that was the boss of a lot of people in making up directions, but all of his directions are incorrect. So the only thing I know is that Rocky is a good leader, and he always wants to get it right, and he's asking the right questions, and he's making sure that everything is being done right so nobody gets into any kind of altercations or has any issues, and everybody knows which direction we're going in, and I yield.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn. Rocky, can you bring up the email that came from him with this attachment?
Well, that was attachment. Do you want the actual email or the?
Yeah. Please.
Hang on here. Let's see if I can. Yeah, hang on here. Let me do it another way. Ah.
I just saw a fly.
Huh?
I thought fly on the screen. There you go.
Yeah.
Rocky, if you could also go ahead and put on the link to the server on there for everybody once again. That way everybody can see it on the chat.
So I just wanted to go over the email, if you guys don't mind, because what he says is, please set aside Saturday, January 24th at 10 a.m. on your calendar to attend the inaugural meeting of the Nevada Union State Assembly. We will elect a chairperson, chairperson review and adopt our charter and discuss issues of common interest to our respective counties. Your participation is extremely important to the establishment of standing our counties and the Nevada State of the Union. Please review the attached draft, which that's what we just went over, Union State's charter, and provide your feedback to me prior to the first meeting. Again, Rocky has been doing the meetings for the Union State. since May, so I'm not understanding why they would start a union state, because we already went over the chart, and every time we send an email, so we send it out to every single person who has an email with us and would like to receive the emails. If you don't want any emails, please send Rocky or I a message, and then we will take it off your email address. But we really need to focus on getting all the positions filled in the counties, in the union state, and the state of the union. There's no reason for us to go back and forth, confuse people with who is who. I already sent out the charts a couple of times. Every time it's updated with the positions that are filled, and the union state is almost fully filled. So there's no reason for us to restart something with people that are coming up with certain rules that that's not how the union state should be working. And this is why I want to show, so you can all see where this comes from, his email.
Tomorrow.
Why. Yes.
Tomorrow. You know, this is something that I think that you and Rocky's coordinators need to fire off a what I would call an urgent email, if not an emergency email, to, mm-hmm. for her to snap this off at the bud. Because
come on, buddy.
This is in direct conflict. This is in direct conflict with what is already established and working and going forward. And we shouldn't have to go engaging in the civil war to get that thing corrected. That is Anna to correct. And I think I need to
get her to send
a notification to them, either directly by phone or best phone and a letter.
That's a great call.
Cease and desist. I agree. I totally
just like you said. That. Like you already said, tomorrow. You said we already have those things established. We already have emails being sent out. So I think a blast out to Anna as well to get that, or you and Rocky and me. You can put the three of us together on it. Sent out an urgent email that's saying, "Hey, wait a minute. This is ridiculous." I think that's amazing.
This is under Sue's umbrella here. This is happening right in her backyard. And it seems to me like it's also occurring with her approval. That is something that needs to be, that's a coordinator that needs to be corrected by Anna.
I don't think, brother, that's her approval. I think it's her direction. But yeah, it's along the same line.
I'm trying to be nice still. Not for long. But anyway,
amen.
What I'm trying to say is that there's a time period here where Anna needs to act, because it's talking about a state in total. So she can do that, and she needs to. She needs to put that in.
It's a good call. I'm sorry. I keep interjecting, guys, but that's great call. That's a great call. It's a great call. I yield. I'm sorry for interjecting, but I think that's a great call. She needs to get active on this. That's ridiculous that we're having to defend what we already have established as free people. I yield. Good job.
Rocky, may I?
Go ahead.
I just want to put in here that, you know, I have mourned my friendship with Sue and Doug. But seeing how things have just gone absolutely crazy, I feel there's a sense of evil in some of this.
Yep.
I tried. This has been, I told Tamara earlier, this has been the worst time of my life. You know, losing my husband, but I still tried to reach out and straighten things out several times that Denise did not speak for us, that you are very intelligent, that you study, and that you are not taking advice from Denise. And a good leader, but these things just as, like I've tried, like I said, to reach out in a friendly manner, they have not been accepted. And the same, like so many have mentioned tonight, Wow, with all these things that Anna has said in the videos and, you know, the meetings, her letters, emails, how can you continue on this path when it has all been clearly laid out? It's so hard for me to fathom that if someone wants the good of Nevada, of our assembly, how can you keep attacking people that actually do? I mean, I don't know all of you this year. Like I said, I have not gotten to know you. I know that Keith and Rocky and Aaron spent time with Craig, and you guys study and study and study. You know, I have learned from Fitu, Tamara. You can't build this assembly without studying and knowing exactly what has been laid out for us. I'm sorry, I just go on and on. I yield.
Michelle, may I?
Yes. Yes.
Thanks, sweetheart. All of that is amazing information and 1,000% true. The bottom line is we all have discernment. And we choose how much of discernment we want to use. And in this aspect, I could not agree with you more that it is definitely an evil attempt against us. And so we have to also keep that in mind and spiritually battle this, because it is a relentless attack, and there's never any, not one olive branch to speak or anything positive coming from them or Sue and her group. Never, not one, since I've been an American State National. It's been nothing but an evil attack, and I don't jump into it's evil right away. This has been, and I'm so grateful, sweetheart, that you come out with that and mention that as a discernment aspect of our spiritual lives and our physical lives. Discernment dictates from Brother Love that this is an evil attack as well. So we have to deal with it factually and also spiritually. Fight by the word of God.
Agree.
Amen.
I agree.
I'm sorry, I yield.
I'm sorry. I feel there have been many of my prayers that have gone out for them, because I feel like they're different people than I knew in the beginning. So they have had to have been attacked as well to change so much. I'm sorry, I yield.
We have tried. And then we've tried again. And then we've tried again. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we've continued to try. And my last name is Love. I try to live that the best I can. And I've tried so many times with these people, and yet it comes back with another backhand. Okay, so we turn the other cheek. Then we get a backhand from them. It's just amazing. It's kind of educational. And to have us realize that we are in a spiritual war right now. And this is, for such a time as this, is an amazing war. But I'm so grateful again for all of you, Rocky and Tamara and Aaron, Michelle, all of you guys, Carlos, I'm just grateful that we are all in this together to continue this fight. Because to me, it's quite eye-opening to be dealing with. I'm just amazed that here comes another attack. Here comes another attack. Let's be sweet. Let's try. Let's love. And then it just continues to go on and on and on and on and on. So, hey guys, you know, let's put our armor of God on, and we can do this. Just keep going forward and fight. Again, sorry for interjecting so much, but I love you guys. I'm here for you, and I appreciate the war we're in, and I'm grateful for you. I yield.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Michelle. One of the things I want to show you what's on the screen right now. If you look at this email, we're the people that it was sent to is the same people in this list of coordinators, or what he calls facilitators. Those are the only people that are going to get a chance to vote on this or say anything about it, is these five or six people. To me, that is totally wrong. This is not coordinators' assemblies. This is not a one-person assembly. This is all the people. And I disagree, and I agree with Carlos. Maybe we need to send a cease and desist letter to Michael, attach Anna to it. I will work on that. That is a good suggestion to do.
Rocky, if you put that together and we do this properly, I will definitely sign it as the Clark County Assembly Sheriff as well. I yield.
Okay. Thank you.
We also have to make sure, and in the chat I wrote down some of our emails. And as everybody can see, we all have the same thenevadaassemblygov.land. It's our first and our last name. So if anyone has any questions or just want to send an email, those are our email addresses. And also, you know, we also have to tell the state of the union that they need to start using the correct emails, because they keep using, like, I can see your name, but that's not the emails that we use at all. So and I don't want anybody to say, well, I did send you an email, you never responded, because moving forward, we all have to use the correct emails, and yours is not on there.
Thank you, Tamara. Anybody else want to say anything?
What about that GFG?
Let's talk a little bit about that. As you know, I sent out an email that we got from GFG today. I would definitely like to, let's see, hang on a minute, if I can highlight some stuff on that. This is the email that went, or that went out in the email about GFG. Basically, it's, you know, talking about, you know, they're moving forward, where they're coming up with the credential cards, the prosperity cards, that were, you know, that, and then there's in your account will be the e-wallet where you'll be able to spend your money and that kind of stuff. So they're also, if you can see, you know, the picture here, this is the Global Harmony dollar that's going to get released too. So, you know, like we have dollars in our pockets now, we also could have these, and then also the these coins right here, which are all gold back. Okay? If you guys went through this and you watched this part of it about, you know, the guest or whatever, I don't know, I'm not going to play it right now, but go in here and watch these videos that they have in here. You know, this talks about the prepaid credit and what is coming with the prepaid credit. It looks like that's probably going to be one of the first things. And what it says in here is that's where we would use for our normal bills and that kind of stuff, you know, buying food and that kind of stuff, is through this prepaid credit. A lot of people don't understand the difference. In your account, there's going to be another account created, and what it's going to be is your prepaid credit is going to be one, and in your global account is the other one. So you'd be able to choose which way you want to pay, you know, which account you want to pay through. You would be able to see how much money you have in prepaid. It explains what the prepaid is. It's basically all the money you spend in mortgage payments and taxes and all that. That's your prepaid amounts. It's basically paying you back those amounts, and then you'll be able to use them in your GFG accounts, okay? It does go on. And this is the credential cards that you can get from them. They're going to be available here soon. And then this is going to be your prosperity card, right? Which you'll be able to use this QR code and stuff to be able to pay for things. And it's in different layers. You'll have also ways to, like, for health, you know, like, instead of having health insurance, your part of the card you'll be able to pick, it's for health, and it'll get paid, you know, whatever it is, right? So that's supposedly what the prepaid credit or the prosperity cards we're going to get is going to look like. I'm not sure when that's coming or whatever. It doesn't say in here. But they do talk about it in here and give us a picture of what it's going to look like. The next thing they talked about is the vendors. From what I was told or what I've seen from emails or whatever, the vendors were opened on 12/11, but from what I understand, they didn't have full access to everything. And in this part of it here is saying starting today on the 11th that the vendors are, you know, the first wave of vendors are going to actually have access to their accounts, okay? So if you watch one of the videos, whatever, it explains to you. I don't remember which video in here. It's in here. If you watch it, it'll tell you that January the 11th, 2026, the vendor accounts are open, whatever. So I don't know if they really are or not the first phase. That's just what this email that got sent out, this brochure or whatever, explains that it was open today. So all we can do is pray that it was. And the next phase after these vendor accounts, and what I understood on the vendor accounts, they're opening all the ones that are like farmers, anything to do with food and stuff that we normally need, right, will be the first wave of vendors that are open so that we can get our food and stuff from them through our, you know, FD accounts, right, or GFG accounts. So that's what I heard. And then the next step will be the next phase of vendors and whatever that's, you know, like most important ones on. That's kind of what I was talking about, that I was told. I don't know if it's, you know, what's true about it or not, but that's what they're doing. Anyway, you can read this stuff. Then they go on to talk about the vault. I wouldn't get involved with the vault. I mean, you guys can if you want, but there's been some good things and bad things about it that I've heard. And when there's bad things, I tend to not do things on that. And then this talks about the distribution, which was the same as deal. It was supposed to come after the new year. Well, this is a new year, and it hasn't been here yet. So, and then the next thing is, I don't know, when you guys created your account, you got a security key, and that security key is going to be used for big purchases. Say, like, if you pay off your house, you'll have to give your security key that they gave you. It's a one-time key. It's once you've seen it, they don't see it, show it to you again. This is telling you, if you don't have it, if you watch this video, it basically explains how to get that key again. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing is, if you don't remember your password for your global account, this video here explains on how to get your password again. Okay? So, go ahead.
Is that number that you're talking about, I have a number written down here, and I wrote it down so long ago. Do you know if it's a 9-digit number?
I think it's got numbers and letters, I think.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to go look at mine real quick. I'm not going to show it to you, though.
No.
But let me... Hang on a minute here.
Yeah, they're old numbers.
Mine is 9.
Yeah. It when numbers. You get...
I think that's what it is, Ben. It's a 9-digit number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me count. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep, 9-digit number.
Thank you.
That you had got the email. And once you look at that email, though, and you close the email, you won't be able to see it again. So what they're talking about in this, that security key, is if you didn't save it for some reason, this is explaining how to get that key back, okay? Or how to get a new one. That's what they'll do, is give you a new one. And then when you do those big purchases, I think I'm not sure what the cutoff is, what they consider big purchases, but I know like buying a house or paying your house off or buying a car, that kind of stuff, you will have to use that security key. So save it. Don't lose it. It's important. That is basically what I got out of this whole thing here. It sounds like... Go ahead.
Can I have, I have a request.
Okay.
Can I please have you say prepaid credit three times? I yield.
Say that again now.
He's being smart. He wants you to say prepaid credit.
Oh, you want me to say it again?
Three times.
Yeah, you want me to stumble and everything, right? Prepaid credit.
No, I want you to be able to refine that effort to where it comes out smoothly. Because that money's going to happen. I yield.
Oh, it definitely is.
And Rocky, just like you said, I just, for people that are also new, when you get the account, and like you said, when you check it, you can also print that screen, so it prints out, you know, your information. Put that page in with your paperwork so you don't lose it. And another suggestion is also with that, take a picture of the screen as you pull it up and just leave it in one of your files on your phone. But I would print out the page with your security key and take a picture, but put that page with your paperwork so you'll never lose it. That's just a suggestion.
That's a good one, Tamara.
Yeah, it's a great call.
Does anybody else have any questions about GFG at this point? I think I hit on all of the things that people are wondering about, but it sounds like in January here that this is all going to happen, especially if the vendors are happening now. Because what we've been told is vendors will hit first, and it'll be, like I said, farmers, that kind of stuff, where if there's any issues with the other, you know, places of getting food, whatever, we'll be able to at least get food and stuff with our AFDs. And then right after those get open and established, then our FD, you know, our accounts will be, our GFG accounts will be open. So it doesn't sound far away, but we've heard this many times, so it's like, you know.
And then so obviously, again, it's going to be the personal accounts that happen before funding for our government apparatus, I think, as well. Personally, we're going to get them first. Get it first, I yield.
Right. Since you said that, I remember, in the last coordinator call, I asked about, because it came up in our last meeting or whatever, if we can create a vendor account for our counties, or, you know, and for our union state and that kind of stuff to help, you know, to get funding that way. And she said that the vendor accounts are only for, like, stores, that kind of stuff, and not really for, you know, accounting, because you're not selling anything. You're just providing, you know, services to the people, right? But then she told me, too, and this part of it will make everybody happy, is that there is actually going to be, you know, a account for the state, account for the union state, and account for each county. So if we're all worrying about one person getting all the money and then, you know, us trying to get our counties or whatever funded, that's not going to happen. The counties will have their own funding, along with the union state will have its funding, and then the state of the union will have its funding. So there'll be, you know, in our case, because we have 17 counties, you know, plus the union state and the state of the union, you know, we're going to have 19 accounts in Nevada.
That's awesome.
So I just wanted to make sure everybody, you know, knew, you know, because that was one of, I think, concerns of everybody, that how are we going to, you know, if we're having all these issues with the state part of it, how are we going to get funded, right? So that's not going to be an issue, because we'll have our own funding.
That's awesome.
Any other questions?
No, but could we get... a big, beautiful blessing prayer for our prosperity.
Keith, do you want to do a big prayer right now for the GFJ?
Wow, I'm honored. Praise God. And anybody else join in as well. Join in as well when I'm done or along the way. But Father God, Adonai, we just pray. We just offer up ourselves, Father God, as willing vessels to serve you and to be vessels to share the wealth of the wicked that will be transferred unto the saints, Father God. We just ask you, Lord, release those finances, Father, and we just pray that you would continue to give us mercy and grace, which we know you will, in the things of you that we need to do, Lord, to make it happen for you. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our hearts, and you know that our desires are to be blessings unto you. We're only here for a certain amount of time, Lord. We ask that you would power us forward with the finances so that we can do amazingly awesome things for you as we move forward. So we just pray right now, Father God, that you would release those finances unto us so that we can establish the government here also before your government comes into place. We ask these things in the precious name of Yeshua, and we say, so be it. In Jesus' name, amen, Yeshua, amen.
And amen.
So be it. Thank you, Keith. That was perfect.
Thank you. Thank you for asking, sweetheart. Amen. Bring in the Lord. I'm telling you right now. We need Jesus.
And Carolyn, go ahead. It was 133 when I asked you to do that prayer, and 33 is my Jesus number because that's when he died on the cross for us.
Come on, sister. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep our compasses, keep our true north focused, and don't let the enemy tell us the idolatry is it's me. It's us telling ourselves we're not good enough. But their mercies, his mercies and his grace, his mercies are new every morning. So all we're doing is actually blaspheming the Lord by allowing the enemy to tell us that somehow we need to still do something more to receive the blessings from our Lord. And that's incorrect. Jesus did everything already for us. That's idolatry. Me. So I just release that in my life. And I say, Lord, forgive me for not just truly accepting what you did for me on the cross. Your mercies are new every morning, Lord. And I know that you've already done it for me. You already have accepted me. You've already included me in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I believe that over all of you. I love you guys. And let's just keep moving forward. He named me love for a reason. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love you guys. I love you guys truly.
Anybody else want to say something? I don't have any more. Do you want to adjourn the meeting? Does anybody want
to? I'll bring the motion to adjourn our meeting.
Anybody second it?
I second it.
Everybody that wants to adjourn, say aye.
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 Aye. I love you guys.
Thank
anybody
you.
That don't want to adjourn,
love
say no. Anybody wants to abstain?
Big hugs. Big hugs, everybody.
Today was 11/11. 111 2026.
Love it.
And you dropped the.
Come on.
So 11/11.
Come on,
thank
sister.
You. Anyway, well, this meeting's adjourned. So next Sunday will be the next one. Hope to see you all there. And we'll be working on the Jural Assembly. I got a lot of things that I've been working on. I want to show you guys. I think we've had an hour and a half here, so we'll cut this one and then we'll work on it next week. Thank you all.
You rock, Rocky.